in Shoals. So Noah's Ark has finally been built in Kentucky. The funny entrepreneur who made it happen is a guy named Ken Ham, a transplanted Aussie Christian, who was also responsible for the Creation Museum, also in Kentucky. I know you're supposed to get upset about this stuff, but I have to admit I find it rather awesome. I would love to take a road trip to Kentucky to the Creation Museum and see Jesus riding a dinosaur, maybe get a souvenir penny stamped with a logo. Do they have a logo? They must. What's a Christian theme park without a logo? Nothing is what. The nice thing about the Creation Museum is that there's always room for more fake science. Since he or they believe the universe is only a couple thousand years old, they can save a bundle in ancient artifacts. There aren't any, really. Make them up. Get a rock, stamp 1785 AD on it, throw it in a display. Angels and raccoons and cobras and unicorns all made out of cotton candy, styrofoam, duct tape, and magic. The displays can change randomly. Well, I guess not that random. Random changes might be considered Darwinian. We'll have none of that in northern Kentucky, thank you. It's folk art, okay? Truth does not matter. The glory of delusion is its own truth. The Ark presents a different set of problems, though. Apparently, Ken Ham almost ran out of money making it happen. Luckily, Bill Nye, the science guy, consented to a debate with Ken Ham about evolution. That was not wise, Bill Nye. There is no debate. Who are you going to convince? With what? Science? Does science have Jesus riding dinosaurs? Anyway, right after this debate, contributions to Ken Ham started pouring in. With that money and a tax break from the state of Kentucky, the Ark is up, done, and running. Well, not running, just sitting there, actually, which is the problem with this attraction. Who wants to see a big boat and dry dock? Also, it's all right to have clean-cut, well-scrubbed waitstaff at the Creation Museum. It's a museum, after all, but the Ark seems more like a carnival attraction, doesn't it? It needs to have carnies running it, with weazened men in their 50s, with faded tattoos and unlit cigarettes dangling from their wrinkled lips. But it is a condition of employment, so I have read, that the folks who run things there must take a vow that Christ is their personal savior. Where's the fun in that? Also, the Ark is not really a ride. It's just a bunch of stuffed animals. I'm sure some of them move a bit, but again, it's an Ark, not a nature preserve. Is it really your idea of a good time to see a bunch of stuffed animals crammed into a big box? Plus, you know what you won't see? Mammoths, T-Rexes, dragons, unicorns, because they didn't survive the flood, did they? Occurring creation science, which is like regular science, only it thinks whatever it feels like thinking, dinosaurs aren't around because they didn't make it to the Ark on time. So, no Jesus riding a dinosaur, so what's the point? To be fair, I don't actually think the Creation Museum has Jesus riding a dinosaur either, to which I say, why the hell not? What's wrong with you people? If anything goes, go there. I gotta go.